The goal is to retire and stay retired. Unfortunately, this is not the reality. Unfortunately, this is not the reality for a growing number of retirees who are finding themselves moving back in with relatives because of unforeseen circumstances that they have not prepared for. Brothers and sisters, let's tune in and see how we can protect ourselves.
Now to our continuing series, Retirement Ready. With high inflation driving up costs on everything from food to housing, retirees and their adult children are feeling financially squeezed. Tonight, CBS's Carter Evans shows us one multi-generational solution.
This is going to get all cleared out.
66-year-old Jenny Olson was always planning on a picture-perfect retirement with her husband in their mountain home.
But fate did have it that way.
When you lost your husband, what changed about that?
It was devastating. It wasn't the same. The house was just too big.
Expensive upkeep and isolation from COVID led her to move in with her daughter and son-in-law and their five kids.
Open it up. Give me a kiss.
Olson loves being close to her family, and her daughter gets some much-needed help.
I get to see the grandkids grow up. I'm with them all the time.
An estimated 60 million Americans live in households with two or more adult generations. Home shortages and high prices are forcing families to combine resources, according to AARP's Rodney Harrell.
The economist side of me loves the fact that it's just more efficient, that we've got people that can have a family caregiver nearby.
There's a separate entrance around the corner.
Demand is so high.
You have your living room.
Builder Lennar's next-gen homes come with a separate wing and account for nearly 30% of the company's sales in the Phoenix area alone.
To be able to have that privacy and the pride of ownership of their own separate space, but at the same time, it's connected to the rest of the home.
Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, as you heard, economic struggles do force some retirees to move in with family. But is this really a bad thing? And I say this with all honesty, the American dream was to move out of your home to, you know, get your own house with a white picket fence and two kids and a dog, right? But now we are seeing the benefit of actually keeping your family together. Now, a lot of people say, well, I need space, especially as Americans, right? Give me 6 feet. I don't like people close in my area. But this is actually a great opportunity to bring families together. And I love this idea of the building close to the house, but not necessarily in the house. And I think this builds a better community or a sense of community. We have the elderly who don't feel isolated in their own homes or by themselves. And then once again, we have a younger generation that can get help with childcare. I remember when I was younger, me and my wife had to actually switch for childcare. So I would go to work and sometimes I'll even have my baby who was less than a year old in the back office, and I would have to go check on her, see how she's doing, play with her during work. Then my wife would pick her up and switch out. It was a very tough time in our lives, but we couldn't afford daycare. It would have been great to have a parent or, you know, a relative come in and help with the childcare because childcare was just too expensive. So we had to do what we had to do. But brothers and sisters, this is something that we traditionally don't see on a financial plan, but these may be some recommendations to reduce some of the costs. Why pay for two mortgages when you can take those assets and put it into one family? Like you said, they had five kids. If a mortgage is $2,000, how much food and support can that bring to that family and also cut daycare costs? So let's keep going. I love where this is going. I am not making the recommendation that you should do it, but don't think that it's a terrible idea if you're trying to cut costs and prepare for your own retirement.
Another option, accessory dwelling units or ADUs, like this garage in LA converted into a mini apartment for the grandparents. That sounded like a great idea to Jenny Olson.
Right here is where my house is going to go.
She's putting a modular home in her daughter's backyard.
Your family will be just a few steps away.
Yes, they will, but they'll be far enough away. I'll have my solitude still.
And you'll have your beautiful mountain view.
That's right. So it'll be like I'm back up in the mountains, kind of almost.
Brothers and sisters, financial planning is about finding the best option for you and your family. Sometimes we have some unorthodox ways to get it done. Just because it's not the way it's traditionally done doesn't mean it's not a way to be done. As a financial advisor as well, as I agree with the economist, it makes a lot more sense for them to combine resources. And I do love that because I don't want to see two families struggle when they can come together and they can prosper. And those kids are going to have a more fulfilling life. So if we take our egos out of it and say, well, I'm in my own home, I'm independent, I can do it myself. You've proven you can do it yourself. No one is doubting that. Let's make the best possible situation for everyone. Well, if you have questions, comments, or concerns, or you don't know what to do as you prepare for retirement, or don't know if you're even on track, you can always schedule a consultation with me. The link is going to be in the description. We'll give you a free 30-minute consultation. There's no obligation. As a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience, I've seen situations like this, and a majority of people just need some guidance. So if you like videos like this, make sure you subscribe and like and share it with some friends, especially those who are preparing for retirement and may be a little ashamed thinking that they may have to move in with a family member. If you show them this clip, maybe it'll ease their heart just a little bit so you can live rich and righteous. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.